Hey, sister. I'm so excited you're here. We have an amazing testimony today from Rachel Fernandez. She is the host of Ditch Mom Anxiety podcast. And not only that, she really can relate to you because she has been there with having a miscarriage and dealing with a lot of anxiety with that, before that, after that, and how she actually overcame it. So I know you guys are going to love this testimony and love her story. And also, if you have not taken the hormone quiz, it's awesome. Okay. So just scroll down in the show notes and you can see where you can take the hormone quiz. And I'm basically going to ask you questions about who is Aunt Flo to you. All right. Aunt Flo is different to everyone. So, and surprisingly, your period tells us a lot of information about your hormones. So I really encourage you to go and take that quiz and see if you may be dealing with some type of hormone imbalance and what that hormone imbalance might be and what you can do to help it. So go take that hormone quiz. Also, we talk a lot today about, man, what can you do when it comes to anxiety and what can you do when it comes to naturally supporting your body? And I just am here to let you know that just like Rachel and myself, having gone through a miscarriage, you're absolutely not alone. And I know how frustrating it can be to be told by your doctors that you're just going to have to deal with this, or, you know, we don't know why it happened. And the thing is I know your heart's probably unsettled with that, because my heart was unsettled with that. And I knew that the Lord was convicting me that there was something that I could do. And, I felt very disheartened in the situation and all of that, until a friend was like, Becca, you can get better help than this. Like, you can get more testing, or, you know, find out someone who will help you with real answers in figuring out the root issue that's going on. And so I am here to be that pesky friend in your ear to tell you that you can get better answers and you can truly understand what is going on inside of your body and how that pertains to you getting pregnant or not getting pregnant. And you can truly learn how to support your body as God designed it to be able to conceive and be a beautiful house for the next baby that He gives you. So I've been able to find that truly incredible lifestyle that has enabled me to understand my body, understand what my root issues were or are, and what I can do outside of medications or treatments to help it. And so I want you to come right now to BeccaYahn.com/course and see if this is the path that you've been asking God to show you. Okay, BeccaYahn.com/course. So without further ado, let's get into this amazing story with Rachel. Hey, sister. Welcome to For the Love of Hormones. Have you been trying to get pregnant and you're struggling to trust God with His timing? Has a miscarriage made you question if you'll be able to carry a healthy pregnancy? Or maybe you're just confused about how to track your cycle and know what it means? Hey, I'm Becca. I'm a wife, a stay-at-home mom, and a daughter of God. I have 3 children here on earth and 3 babies in heaven. After our 3rd miscarriage, I left the doctor's office wondering what I was doing wrong. I searched Google to learn more about cycle and hormonal health, but I was left feeling so confused. Until God revealed what I was missing, understanding my cycle and His design and how to support it naturally. In this podcast, you will find answers to all of your period, ovulation, and cycle questions so that you can find the path for getting pregnant in God's design. So sister, for the love of hormones, put the pregnancy test stick down, because it's time for a Come to Jesus in Hormones meeting. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this awesome episode where we have a very special guest, Rachel Fernandez. Rachel is an anxiety management coach and the host of the Ditch Mom Anxiety podcast, where she helps Christian working moms regulate their emotions naturally by supporting their bodies. We're like sisters for life, right? After herself struggling with debilitating anxiety through miscarriage, pregnancy, and even in motherhood, Rachel learned the importance of supporting her body to regulate her emotions and reduce her anxiety naturally so she could show up as a present, joyful mom. She loves to help other moms find their own path to healing their anxiety so they can stop yelling, start laughing, and finally find their calm in motherhood. So Rachel, I am so excited to have you here. I feel like we are, obviously we're sisters in Christ, and I feel like we just totally get each other a lot. And just thank you for being here.
I am so excited to be here, Becca, and I can't wait to share just a little bit about my story.
Awesome. Yeah. So that's what I'd love to have you to do today is just kind of share with us your story and your testimony. You know, a lot of our listeners have had a miscarriage or are going through one. And it sounds like you have been through it and you had a lot of anxiety coupled with it. And by the grace of God, it sounds like you've had healing and joy and now you're helping other moms in this. So so just tell us your story and we'll go from there.
Yeah, totally. The fertility journey was a hard one for us. Not as hard as some, but it took us a lot longer to get pregnant than we thought it would. And we were kind of, you know, doing all of the things to kind of get more onto like a natural path, like understand our bodies a little bit better, you know, eat well, all of the things to be a little bit more healthy. And I was learning so many things about just birth control and how things affected us. But I was working a very, very high stress job at the time. And anxiety had always just kind of been a part of my life. And had always kind of attributed it to my job, to like my career. But really until we were struggling to get pregnant, it just started kind of becoming more aware of the issue and how it was kind of impacting my physical body and just on the journey to get pregnant. And I think part of the reason that it was so hard for me in that wait and that waiting time was just like, I saw pregnancy as the opportunity to take a 3 to 4 month break from my job that I really just did not like. And so it was like this beacon of hope at the end of the tunnel. And as it was taking longer and it was taking longer, like that anxiety of just, I have to keep being here and I have to keep, you know, pulling in money for my family and doing all of the things where I was like, if I could just get pregnant, like I'm so ready to be a mom. And then I also get this break, like this maternity leave to actually like reset and just recharge. And so it was taking us a while. And then we finally did get pregnant and we were extremely excited. And I was like, I remember looking at the due date was late October. And I was like, that's my freedom day. Like that is my freedom time. I'm finally going to get to like lift this weight off my shoulders. And just focus on the thing I wanted to do so much, which was have a baby and be a mom, and had a very early miscarriage. And so was so excited and then walked into, you know, seeing myself spotting and bleeding and walking through the miscarriage and just being absolutely devastated. Not just from like the hormonal, you know, aspect of it and just losing the baby and just walking through that, but also like this hope that I had was just like gone. And what really happened at that point is it just took me down what I coin as a complete and total mental breakdown where I just lost my mind. And I just, the stress and anxiety of just all of that hope being put in that one thing and it being taken away, it rocked me because I felt so trapped and I felt so overwhelmed and I felt like I was never going to escape the kind of reality that I was living at the time and just had some really destructive behavior that came out of that. Almost destroyed my marriage, practically lost my job, ended up having to take a mental health leave from my job because thankfully I'd been there a very long time and so we had a good relationship, but just basically completely checked out from that. Checked out for my marriage and just, you know, destroyed some friendships in the process. And it was just this culmination of this spiral of horrificness that really culminated in God pulling me back out at my deepest and darkest and just teaching me like you are still loved and you are a daughter of the King, but also like used it as a process for me to learn about my body and like how stress and anxiety affects me and why it was so important for me to take care of myself on top of not idolizing things. And I think it's so easy and we're in that state of like wanting to be pregnant and wanting to have that baby and wanting to be a mom so, so badly. And it's not that it's a bad thing. It's not that it's a bad desire. But when we take these good things and we let them become more important than what God is calling us to do or what God is walking us through at the time, that it just has this such a negative effect on ourselves, not just emotionally and not just spiritually, but also physically. And just the connection between all of those things and walking that road and looking back and how he redeemed that story, redeemed my marriage, redeemed my job and my career and, you know, my goals in life and has used it for good since. But when I look back, like that was a really dark time. It was really, really hard. And to see how much the things I kind of learned about myself through that process and putting things in place, how much of a different person I became because God revealed so many wonderful things to me.
Yeah, man, that is quite a journey and a testimony. So let's circle back a little bit to when you were in your darkest point. Like how did you come out of that? Like everything was falling apart. And I mean, I'm sure like your faith too. I mean, I don't know, like how were you and how did you get out of it?
I think like, you know, I never questioned God. If that I mean, I questioned him about like the miscarriage. I was like, why is this happening to me? You know, you've put this desire on my heart. Why are you letting this happen? But also like having that kind of idea of like, I know God is good. Ultimately, I just don't feel it in my body right now. But I think that it really took like some really hard, like people finding things out about me, like the mistakes that I had made, like coming to the forefront of this also idol I had built of myself of like performance and achievement and like being this person that was viewed a certain way by other people and valuing that so much that was taken away and God took that away. I mean, it was truly like if he had not done that and I had continued on that path, then things would be very different that we're talking about today than they are now. And so I think that once that happened, it was like, well, I have to turn to God. I honestly look back on like post destruction of like horrible mental breakdown and like the redemption process that started, like that was some of the closest time I'd ever had with God, just because I was so at my deepest, darkest point that he was the only thing that was going to fix it. And so just crawling, almost like just throwing myself back at him and like, you have to do something because I have destroyed everything. Like, and I just have to rely on you to fix this. And so, you know, going to therapy and putting things in place for my body, like seeking him every day and just relying on him because, you know, I destroyed relationships that I had then had to go back to after my leave of absence and like interact with and like be with people and be reminded of those mistakes that everybody knew about for a long time. And that was a really hard road to walk. And I would have never been able to do it if I had not relied on the Lord to provide me that strength and that value in knowing I was his daughter and that was all that mattered. Like, and that I was still loved and I was still redeemed and I was still pure despite the mistakes and the sin that I had, you know, I had involved myself with, right? So there's definitely a time where I was very far from him. And I knew that. Like, I knew the things that I were doing was not healthy, like for myself or for my relationship with him. And probably the farthest I've ever been from him. But as always, he comes after us and he runs after us and he pursues us despite our attempts to run quite far away from him. So he is a good, good God.
Yeah. I think the most, to me, it sounds like the turning key of all of this was you turning back to God and you just like Absolutely. Falling head over heels and realizing like, this isn't the way. This is not sustaining. Everything is crumbling. And you turn to him. And I just like, I mean, we see it over and over in scripture of like, repent, turn to me, repent, turn to me. Like almost in so many interactions that Jesus had with others, he's like, sin no more and turn to me and tell others about me. And I see that in your story, you know, not even knowing all of the details and all of the ins and outs. Like I see that in you. And I think that's so awesome. And now here you are. So tell us like the upswing of everything. How did things move up? How did healing happen? And, you know, tell us more of where you're at now.
Yeah. So what I think was so crazy to me is that, you know, we had struggled to get pregnant. I walked through that miscarriage. You know, I had a lot of this stress and anxiety on my life just from life circumstances, just the way I approach life, all of the things. And then I take this mental health leave from my job and we literally get pregnant like in the first cycle. And so it was just kind of like, I felt like this weight had been lifted off of my shoulders. Like even though we were still rebuilding a lot of things and there was still a lot of work to be done, were God redeeming the things that we were walking through, like just having this major stressor like removed and like seeing the difference in how I showed up in life and how my body responded was just like this light bulb moment of wait, this is like having a big effect on my physical health and my fertility and my, you know, ability to get pregnant and all of the things. And so it was just kind of like this, huh, that's interesting. What else could I be doing to kind of like support that? And so I walked through that pregnancy, which was my daughter, who's now about 4. And I was still, I had to go back to work, you know, after the first trimester or so. And so I was back at work. It was still kind of a very stressful situation. Still a high, you know, high demanding job. And, but we were putting things in place in our life to kind of move out of that and kind of get away from that as fast as we could. But I was still there. And so walked through that, had my daughter and that birth and pregnancy, and then later had my son. And at the time I got pregnant with my son and had him, I had completely left the law, which I was a lawyer. I still am a lawyer, but I was had left that job. And even then, just comparing his pregnancy to my daughter's pregnancy was vastly different on the things that I had learned about how to reduce my anxiety, even despite circumstances, but also just the impact of like having really, really stressful circumstances on you and the difference between removing yourself from that situation and just the impact of everything on just health and like pregnancy. And like, those are really easy things to look at because they're very apples to apples, right? But, you know, the things that I learned on what am I putting into my body? What am I putting into my life? How those things impacted so greatly my health and my emotional like ability to show up as a mom, as a wife, even as like an employee or a business owner, was just drastically different. And I just realized that through such simple changes, like such simple steps that I could take to support myself and support my body and looking at myself as like this whole person of like an emotional, physical, like spiritual being that's so interconnected and that God has given us these amazing natural tools at our disposal that we usually are using in some aspect every day and just tweaking how we're doing those things is just incredible on what it can do to our bodies. So yeah, it was a very interesting journey.
Yeah, absolutely. I wonder, so I'm trying to like, I'm still like thinking back through your whole path and your whole journey. Do you feel like, it's so fascinating to me that, so you started off with having the anxiety that was connected to your work. I'm imagining going through like law school. I mean, did you have a lot of stress? Like, is that when it first creeped in? Because I'm trying to figure out like, okay, were you having some type of cycle imbalance or hormone imbalance, you know, and this was connected to your anxiety or was the anxiety, you know, stress related, adrenal related? And like, how far back did it go? Because that's one of the things I'm trying to figure out.
I think it's all very interconnected because I think that I've had pretty much, I had been on birth control for decades.
Okay. Yeah.
So that had a huge effect on my, I mean, I'd struggled with anxiety, depression. I mean, since probably shortly after I hit puberty, honestly. And so, you know, I was having heavy periods at the time. I was having ovarian cysts, which had one rupture. They immediately put me on birth control when I was 16. Mm-hmm. So I was having cycle imbalances all the way back then. And then of course they were masked for 20 years with birth control, which I knew nothing about, right? I didn't understand the effect of birth control on my body, the fact that it was depleting all these minerals and nutrients that are so important for our brain to be able to regulate like our nervous system and all of the things and our adrenal response. And just like not understanding food. Like I ate terribly and just did not understand that really until we started trying to get pregnant and we were really learning about how do we, you know, support our fertility with this, with food, and how do we support fertility with nutrition, and how are we getting the nutrients that we need to be able to make the hormones that make the babies and keep the babies and make the cycles work, you know, the right way, because forever I had like dealt with that. And so I think through that process too, of just having those hormonal balances for so long, being on birth control for so long, depleting all of those things, there was adrenal fatigue, there was severe anxiety related to all of that. And I think as I just continue to just build and build and build and build, right? And then we have something like, oh, we're ready to get pregnant. It becomes very apparent that something's not working in your body, right? Like our bodies should be able to kind of do these things. But when you're not paying attention or you don't know those things that you could be doing to support your fertility, your cycle, your hormone balance, you know, your adrenal fatigue, like all of the things, it's going to build up, you know, and when you're finally 20, I don't know how old we were, 30 something, maybe early 30s, late 20s, like, and you're like, oh, wow, like I've had 3 decades to do the things to my body that I was not aware of that I now have to kind of rebuild and pour back into. And it's not an overnight thing, but there's a lot of things that actually, like, God has designed us so beautifully to heal, that it's amazing how, like, simple shifts, like paying attention to what you're putting into your body, can do to heal those things.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty incredible and powerful. So when you're at rock bottom and you're moving on up, like, how did you find the answers? Because I think that's something that a lot of people struggle with. It's like, well, you know, a lot of women like search on Google, like, how do I help? And it sometimes it takes that really heart-wrenching moment to kind of wake us up of, like, you are not healthy, you are not okay, and something has to change. And so then we kind of start searching out. But I mean, the Google interview can be very confusing about when you're asking it about your hormones and fertility, and not very clear. So, like, what path did you find? Did the Lord show you? For all of these answers?
Yeah. So I think that really started back when we were trying to get pregnant, and I was like, this is taking a while. And this is kind of weird. And so I just kind of started diving into, like, how do you track your cycle to get pregnant? And then I, like, stumbled upon Taking Charge of Your Fertility, which taught me, like, this entire new world of my cycle and, like, the things that I could track about my health with my cycle and my hormones and, like, all of these things I had access to and just did not realize that they were there and telling me amazing things. And so, and then, you know, we had read a book on kind of nutrition on, I think it's called Beautiful Babies, where it really walks through some traditional cultures and, like, what they do to boost fertility and, like, what the kind of foods are that they eat. And so we had started diving into that prior to the miscarriage, prior to the breakdown. And so I had that kind of food and nutrition knowledge at the back of my mind, like, where we had started learning and had started learning about my cycle, started learning these things. But I would say it's really through pregnancy that I just continued to dive in to, what do I do? Like, and I really stumbled upon, like, mineral balance, like, how important minerals are and, like, what you're drinking every day and, like, how you boost your potassium and your sodium and how important magnesium and calcium are to relate to each other and, like, how we make sure that all of those macro minerals are working really well together, not just during pregnancy, but, like, for emotional regulation and, like, all of these things. And so kind of, like, it was just kind of a thing that built upon itself of, like, one book after the other, where it was like, it started with food, which I think is an amazing place to start. It's like really resourcing yourself with valuable food that's giving you the nutrients that you really need to be able to create the hormones, have sufficient amount of hormones, have those hormones be, you know, communicating to each other in the right way. But then also, like, just building more on that, like, then adding on kind of, like, the mineral portion of, like, not just all the nutrients in your food, but, like, what else can we be doing to optimize minerals? And then on top of that, like, outside of just the nutrient piece or the nourishment piece, how are we moving in our life? Like, how are we prioritizing our sleep and our rest? You know, like, all of these things that are inputs that are filling up our tanks in our bodies, in our spiritual lives, in, you know, these are beautiful creations that God has given us. I mean, we look at food, we look at nature, we look at sunlight, we look at, you know, how we can move our bodies that He's created, how we can rest that He's taught us so clearly in the Bible that rest is so important and we struggle with it so much. And then how we think, like, even how we're, like, approaching life and what we think about life and whether that's a drain on our system or it's actually building our system up. All of these things play a role. And it was kind of like one piece building on the other as I went through this journey and seeing how I tweaked little things would make this huge difference in how I showed up. And eventually it became very easy to see how differently I showed up as a mom because we're so stressed and, like, taxed out and overwhelmed by all the things going on with raising children and keeping tiny humans alive, that it's very easy to see what is depleting you, what is not. Because when you are depleted, it comes out very quickly when you're dealing with littles. And so, like, just the building blocks of, like, building in these basic needs, I mean, really our basic needs, like, that we are so quick to put off and to not focus on and to not pour into ourselves, that have a drastic effect on how we show up in the world, on our hormonal balance, on, you know, our spiritual, like, even how we show up spiritually and mentally and emotionally, because it's also interconnected. So, sorry, that was kind of a rambling response, but I hope that kind of gave you the answer you're looking for.
No, it's good. No, I love it. I love how the Lord kind of took you through this path to educate you. And it's like he kept downloading knowledge to you and different knowledge and like adding to these building blocks. And so that's amazing and beautiful. So tell us now, like, how do you serve women? Like, what's the passion that guides
you? So my real passion is showing women. So we're so bad about taking care of ourselves, like, because we are just wired and our brains are really wired to look at other people's needs is very important. Like, men are very wired to like take care of their physical needs, take care of their needs, and take care of themselves. Like, they're just, their brains are built that way. Where women are much more like, we see everything, we see all of the things that are out there that we need to take care of, and we very quickly prioritize other things over ourselves. And so when we realize that that's kind of how we're programmed, we can step back and be like, wait a second. The only way I am good at doing all of these things that I can see really well and like how to serve other people, whether it be my husband or if you are a mom already, to serve your kids, like to serve your family, to serve the people that you're working for, all of the things, the best way for you to do that is to show up fully resourced, fully supported in your body, and have the tools that you need to be able to function optimally. And so that's what I really help women understand, is like, first, to take that step back in that mindset piece of like understanding that you are responsible for your health, which is hard. That's not an easy thing to take responsibility for, because we have been programmed to outsource that to other people our whole lives, especially in this society and culture. But when you do step back and realize, okay, yes, that's scary, but also really awesome, because you do hold the tools. You're not like relying on anybody else to figure that out for you. You can figure it out, and God can lead you there and show you the path you need to take. First realizing that, and then showing them that really what I call the foundational five, which are nourishment, hydration, movement, rest, and mindset. Through these five areas, we can look at what you have going on and figure out some just really simple tweaks that you can make that are going to make a huge difference in how you show up. And when you're dealing with something like anxiety, which is obviously what I, you know, coach on and really focus on, is like, anxiety is just a message. It is a message from your body that something is off. And there's a lot of things that go into that. There's a lot of different, you know, ways that plays out, and like things. If you're anxious, you're likely having other health issues too, because it is just a message. It is just your body crying out for help. And so we step back from that and are like, okay, let's start building up the resources that your body has so that it can start functioning optimally. And I love kind of pulling the blinders off for women, because that was what happened to me as I learned about my body and learned about the things I could do, about how it's not always easy. Because like I said, and like we've talked about, like, taking responsibility for your health is hard. That can be difficult, and it can be a very difficult mindset shift that you have to make. But the changes that you make are pretty simple and straightforward. The hard part is just learning to rethink how you look at taking care of yourself, putting those things in place that are actually going to resource you and provide that foundation for you to show up joyful, present, calm, not anxious and emotionally dysregulated and yelling at everybody at the drop of a hat, because that's not how we were designed to live. And so I love taking moms and helping them step back and realize they are responsible for their health, and then how we look at those five areas in their life and what are some, just a couple of simple tweaks you can make in one or two of those areas. And then you build off of that. And I teach them how to do that themselves, because I don't want to be a coach. I don't want to coach you for the next 5 years. I want to coach you a couple of times, and then you be able to have the tools you need to do this for the rest of your life. Because health is a journey. Like, all of it's a journey. You may be walking through fertility and figure out, you know, how to kind of balance out your hormones and understand your body better. But then there's going to be things down the road that you're going to navigate. And being able to have the tools to figure that out for yourself, that is my passion. That is my true, true passion, is teaching women how to be their own expert, how to understand their bodies the best so that they can make the health decisions they need to make and give their bodies what it needs to take this through the next 10, 15, 20 years and be able to just live the healthiest, most abundant life that is out there with the resources that they have.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's awesome. And honestly, like, sometimes we need that coach in our life to be like, hey, what'd you eat for breakfast? You know?
Totally.
Hey, when was the last time you just lost it? Talk to me about it. You know what I mean? And so sometimes having that person in your life to process that with and get tactical suggestions on, okay, well, maybe let's tweak this, try that. You know, I think that's phenomenal and fantastic. And like everybody needs that, honestly. So,
and it's just nice sometimes to know that you're not alone in the process. Like, yeah, you're doing a lot of work. It's great to have someone just to support you through that and remind you that you're doing a great job. And even when you don't implement perfectly on all the things that you wanted to do that week, that you are still making great big changes and doing the work, which is so, so, so important and just such a huge leap in and of itself.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, tell our listeners how they can find you.
So you can find me on the Ditch Mom Anxiety podcast. I also have a Facebook community called Ditch Mom Anxiety. So same name for both. You can find me over there. But I would love to have you come check out the podcast. I try to share, you know, very quick, easy tactical strategies that you can kind of implement today, you know, or the next day in your daily life every day that are going to help you kind of move the needle past this constant living in a state of anxiety and in a way that's kind of affecting your health, maybe even affecting your fertility and your hormones, and show up joyful and present and, you know, fully in your body in a way that you love it. Love life.
I love that. Well, thank you so much. And I know that that's like such an amazing tool and resource. Everything you're sharing on your podcast and I'm sure in your community is probably so valuable. And, you know, podcasts are so cool. Like, I mean, it's free information and free encouragement, like free coaching, you know what I mean? So like, that's fantastic. So I hope some of our listeners go and check that out. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for joining us today. It was such a blessing and a gift, and we really appreciate you.
I loved being here. Thanks for having me, Becca.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I'm going to pray us out and just pray a blessing over this message. And that, I mean, you shared so many phenomenal things in there. So we need the Holy Spirit to convict each woman on like what they need to, need to process and think on. So Lord Jesus, we just come before you. And I thank you so much for allowing us to record this afternoon and just for how powerful of a testimony and a story you have written through Rachel and you are continuing to write through her. Thank you, Lord, for just downloading this incredible knowledge from you for how to support our bodies that you have designed. And that you, God, through you, you help us overcome the darkest of trials and the darkest of days. And I just praise you for Rachel's testimony of repenting and turning away from all of that and realizing she can't do any of it. We can't do any of this without you, Lord. And just what an incredible story and how she's supporting women and moms. What a kingdom worker she is. So I just affirm her, Lord, and I pray that you would continue to do a mighty work through her and that every listener who has listened to this episode would feel a tug and a pull from you on what you're convicting them on, whether it is something in their diet or their supplements or how they're exercising or just the way they're thinking or responding to situations, Lord, that you would just kind of start to stir and move in her for how you would convict her to change, to honor you. We pray all these things in your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts? Literally just pause this, scroll on down, click write a review, and I promise it'll take 2 seconds, well, maybe like 25 seconds, and it would bless me so much to see what you thought about this episode and to hear your feedback. And also, if you could share this in a quick text message to the friend or family member that you were thinking of while listening to this episode, that would be awesome. It just lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you and other people. And girl, I pray that your progesterone is awesome. I'll meet you back next Thursday for another episode. Have a blessed day.